Chapter 8. How to Renounce the Shahada. The prayers in this chapter are in four parts. They cover making a commitment to follow Jesus Christ, the Shahada and Muhammad's example, deception, and superiority. Prayer of commitment to follow Jesus Christ. I believe in God, the Creator, the one and only God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. I renounce all other so-called gods. I acknowledge that I have sinned against God and against other people. In this, I have disobeyed God and rebelled against Him and His laws. I cannot rescue myself from my sins. I believe Jesus is the Christ, the risen Son of God. He died on the cross in my place and took upon Himself the judgment for my sins. He was raised from the dead for me. I turn away from my sins. I ask for Christ's gift of forgiveness, one on the cross. I receive this gift of forgiveness now. I choose to accept God as my Father and desire to become His. I seek the gift of eternal life. I hand over the rights to my life to Christ and invite Him to rule as Lord of my heart from this day on. I renounce all other spiritual allegiances. In particular, I renounce the Shahada and all its claims over me, Satan and all evil. I break all ungodly agreements I have made with evil spirits or principles of evil. I renounce all ungodly ties to others who have exercised an ungodly authority over me. I renounce all ungodly covenants made by my ancestors on my behalf, which have impacted upon me in any way. I renounce all psychic or spiritual abilities that do not come from God through Jesus Christ. I ask for the gift of the promised Holy Spirit. Father God, please free and transform me so I can bring glory to You and You alone. Release in me the fruit of the Holy Spirit so I can honor You and love others. I declare before human witnesses and before all spiritual authorities that I consecrate and bind myself to God through Jesus Christ. I declare that I am a citizen of heaven. God is my protector. With the help of the Holy Spirit, I choose to submit to God and follow Jesus Christ and Him alone all my days. Freedom from the Shahada and Muhammad's example. When Muslims recite the Shahada, saying that Muhammad is Allah's messenger, they endorse the Quran as the word of Allah. This also means they accept what the Quran says about Muhammad, including the obligation to follow his example, the threats and curses which fall upon those who do not follow Muhammad, and the duty to fight against all who do not believe and follow Muhammad. Some of the negative aspects of Muhammad's example include violence and warfare, murder, enslaving others, revenge and retribution, hatred, hatred of women, hatred of Jews, abuse, shame and shaming of others, intimidation, deception, taking offense, self-vindication, feelings of superiority, misrepresentation of God's character, the will to dominate others, and rape. By reciting the Shahada, Muslims also endorse the Quran and Sunnah's claims about Christ and the Bible. These include denial of Christ's death on the cross, hatred of the cross, denial that Jesus is the Son of God, and curses upon those who believe this, the claim that Jews and Christians have corrupted their scriptures, and the claim that Jesus will return to destroy Christianity and force the whole world to submit to Muhammad's Sharia. When someone leaves Islam, they should specifically reject and renounce the example of Muhammad, together with all the curses implied by the Shahada. This means rejecting the belief that the Quran is the word of God. If the status of Muhammad as a messenger is not explicitly renounced, then the curses and threats of the Quran and Muhammad's opposition to the death of Christ and the lordship of Christ can be a cause of spiritual instability, causing someone to be easily intimidated and breed vulnerability and a lack of confidence as a follower of Jesus. Prayer and declaration for renouncing the Shahada. I renounce the false submission as taught and demonstrated by Muhammad. I renounce and reject as false the belief that Muhammad is a messenger from God. I reject the claim that the Quran is God's word. I reject and renounce the Shahada and every recitation of it. I renounce saying Al-Fatiha. I renounce its claims that Jews are under the wrath of God and Christians have gone astray. I renounce hatred of the Jews. I reject the claim that they have corrupted the Bible. I reject the claim that God has rejected the Jews and declare it to be a lie. I renounce reciting the Quran and reject its authority over my life. I reject all false worship based on Muhammad's example. I renounce all the false teachings about God which Muhammad brought and the claim that Allah, as portrayed in the Quran, is God. I renounce my dedication to Islam when I was born and the dedication of my ancestors. I specifically reject and renounce Muhammad's example. I renounce violence, intimidation, hatred, a spirit of offense, deception, rape, abuse of women, theft, and all the sins which Muhammad committed. I reject and renounce shame. I declare that there is no condemnation in Christ Jesus, and the blood of Christ cleanses me from all shame. I reject and renounce all fear incited by Islam. I ask God's forgiveness for having entertained fears due to Islam, and choose to trust in the God and Father of my Lord Jesus Christ in all things. I seek God's forgiveness for any and all the ungodly deeds I committed because of following Muhammad as a messenger of Allah. I reject and renounce the blasphemous claim that when Jesus returns, He will compel all people on the earth to follow the Sharia of Muhammad. I choose to follow Christ and Him alone. I confess that Christ is the Son of God, that He died on the cross for my sins, and was raised from the dead for my salvation. I praise God for the cross of Christ and choose to take up my cross and follow Him. I confess that Christ is Lord of all. He rules over the heavens and the earth. He is Lord of my life. I confess that He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I cling to Christ and declare that there is no other name in heaven or on earth by which I can be saved. I invite my Father God to give me a new heart, the heart of Christ, to guide me in all I do and say. I reject all false worship and dedicate my body to the worship of the living God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Freedom from deception. Pastor Dominic, who was falsely imprisoned in Indonesia for speaking up against the Islamic Jihad, said this about truth. Although truth is difficult and very expensive, we don't have any choice. We have to be willing to pay the expensive price. The alternative is to say goodbye to the truth. The truth lover has to fight extra hard to be someone with an iron will and at the same time be a person with a pure and transparent heart, like glass. The iron will is strong. It cannot be bent. It is unswerving in its commitment to truth. The glass heart is one that is clean from one's own hidden interests and personal agenda. As with glass, the truth lover is sensitive and easily broken over the injustice and falsehood in the world. This brokenheartedness is not a sign of weakness, but it is a sign of strength and power. He is strong-willed, and his sharp mouth is able to speak out in the face of untruth and the falsehood of his surroundings. His heart cannot be still or quiet. His heart is always full of fight against injustice. The fact that God is truthful is fundamental for us entering into relationship with Him. God is relational. He binds Himself into relationships with humanity. Abraham, I will establish my covenant as an everlasting covenant between me and you and your descendants after you for the generations to come, to be your God and the God of your descendants after you. The whole land of Canaan, where you are now an alien, I will give as an everlasting possession to you and your descendants after you, and I will be their God. Genesis 17:7-8. David, you said, I have made a covenant with my chosen one. I have sworn to David, my servant, I will establish your line forever and make your throne firm through all generations. Psalm 89:3-4. God is unchanging and faithful to His relationships. He always keeps His word. God is not a man that He should lie, nor a son of man that He should change His mind. Does He speak and then not act? Does He promise and not fulfill? Numbers 23:19. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. Psalm 136. Speaking of the Jews, as far as election is concerned, they are loved on account of the patriarchs, for God's gifts and His call are irrevocable. Romans 11:28-29. A faith and knowledge resting on the hope of eternal life, which God, who does not lie, promised before the beginning of time. Titus 1:2. Because God wanted to make the unchanging nature of his purpose very clear to the heirs of what was promised, he confirmed it with an oath. God did this so that by two unchangeable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we who have fled to take hold of the hope offered to us may be greatly encouraged. We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. Hebrews 6:17-19. But as surely as God is faithful, our message to you is not yes and no. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, was not yes and no, but in him it has always been yes. 2 Corinthians 1:18-20. But in the Quran, this is not Allah's personality. Allah leads astray whomsoever he will, and he guides whomsoever he will, and he is the Almighty, the All-Wise. Quran 14:4. The true God of the Bible wants us to be like him. The Lord said to Moses, "Speak to the entire assembly of Israel, and say to them, 'Be holy, because I, the Lord your God, am holy.'" Leviticus 19:1-2. One of the ways we show God's holiness is by being truthful, living in truth, because God is true. Satan loves to put lies into our hearts. God's truth protects us. "For your love is ever before me, and I walk continually in your truth." Psalm 26:3. "Into your hands I commit my spirit. Redeem me, O Lord, the God of truth." Psalm 31:5. "Do not withhold your mercy from me, O Lord. May your love and your truth always protect me." Psalm 40:11. Truth cleanses us. "Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me." Surely you desire truth in the inner parts. You teach me wisdom in the inmost place. "Cleanse me with hyssop, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow." Psalm 51:5-7. Jesus is full of truth. "We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth." John 1:14. We are called to walk, to live in truth. "But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light, so that it may be seen plainly that what he has done has been done through God." John 3:21. In the Gospels, Jesus says, "I tell you the truth," 78 times, and declares that we can only come to God through truth. God is spirit, and his worshipers must worship in spirit and in truth. John 4:21. Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." John 14:6. Paul speaks of the incompatibility between lying and following Christ. "We also know that law is made not for the righteous, but for the lawbreakers and rebels, the ungodly and sinful, the unholy and irreligious, for those who kill their fathers or mothers, for murderers, for adulterers and perverts, for slave traders and liars and perjurers, and for whatever else is contrary to the sound doctrine that conforms to the glorious gospel of the blessed God which he entrusted to me. 1 Timothy 1, 9-11. A cultural issue. According to Islam, lying is permitted under certain circumstances. God deceives people in the Quran. Sometimes lying is obligatory. See discussion of deception and taqiyya in the third choice. Types of lies which Sharia law endorses include lying in warfare, husbands lying to wives, lying to protect yourself, lying to defend the ummah, and self-protective lying, taqiyya, when Muslims believe they are in danger. In Islam, it is permitted to deny your faith. But a Christian cannot live this way. Whoever acknowledges me before men, I will acknowledge him before my Father in heaven. But whoever disowns me before men, I will disown him before my Father in heaven. Matthew 10:28-33. Jesus said, "Let your yes be yes, and your no be no." Prayer and declaration for deception. I thank you, Father, that you are a God of truth, that you shine your light into the darkest night. Today, I choose not to live in darkness, but to dwell in your light. Please forgive me for all the lies I have spoken. I have so often chosen the path of comfort and what is easy, not what is right. I ask you, Lord, to cleanse my lips from all ungodliness. Give me a heart which delights to hear the truth, and a mouth ready to make the truth known to others. Give me courage to take comfort in the truth and to reject the lies. Today I reject and renounce the use of lies in my everyday life. I reject all the teachings of Islam which are used to justify telling lies, including taqiyya. I choose to turn away from all lying and deception. I choose to live in the truth. I declare that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. I choose to live under the protection of his truth. I declare that my security is in you, and the truth shall set me free. Please show me, Heavenly Father, how to walk in the light of your truth. Give me the words to speak and a way to walk in, which is based upon your truth. Freedom from superiority and entitlement. In Islam, there is a great emphasis on superiority, on who is the best. The Quran says that Muslims are better than non-Muslims. You are the best nation ever brought forth to men, bidding to honor and forbidding dishonor, and believe in Allah. Had the people of the book believed, it were better for them. Some of them are believers, but the most of them are ungodly. Quran 3:110. And Islam is supposed to rule over other religions. It is he who has sent his messenger with the guidance and the religion of truth, that he may cause it to triumph over every religion. Quran 48:28. There are also many hadiths of Muhammad which place a great emphasis on superiority. The religion of Islam has had a deep influence on Arabic culture, shaping it over more than 1,000 years. In Arabic cultures, concepts of honor and shame are very important, and people hate to be made to seem inferior. When there is conflict, there is often a recourse on humiliating others and on seeking satisfaction for a sense of offense. When someone leaves Islam and decides to follow Christ, they need to renounce the emotional worldview in which a person needs to feel superior to those around them and gain satisfaction from this. The key to being released from this oppressive way of viewing the world is the example of Jesus Christ. This is beautifully expressed in the second chapter of Paul's letter to the Philippians. If you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from His love, if any fellowship with the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and purpose. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves. Each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Philippians 2. From time to time, a question came up among Jesus' followers as to who was or would be the best among them. They wanted to know who would have the place of honor in Jesus' kingdom. Then James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to him. "Teacher," they said, "we want you to do for us whatever we ask." "What do you want me to do for you?" he asked. They replied, "Let one of us sit at your right and the other at your left in your glory." When the 10 heard about this, they became indignant with James and John. Jesus called them together and said, "You know that those who are regarded as rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." Mark 10, 35-45. When Jesus refers here to the Gentiles, he means all the nations. It is a universal trait of human nature to want to feel important. Like James and John, human beings all over the world seek the best seats or the places of greatest honor. Jesus responds to this desire by explaining that if his disciples truly want to follow him, they have to learn how to serve others. In very practical ways, Jesus showed how this worked. He made himself nothing, Philippians 2:7, even to allowing himself to be crucified, the most disgraceful death known to people at his time. The desire to be superior to others is a great trap for human beings. In the Garden of Eden, the snake tempted Eve with this, saying, "You will be like God," Genesis 3:4. On this basis, Eve went along with what the snake wanted. A great deal of trouble and pain is caused in this world by people wanting to be superior to others. The heart of Jesus is quite different. He chose to serve, not to dominate. He did not kill, but offered his life for others. The true follower of Christ does the same. He or she gains no pleasure from any sense of feeling superior. True Christ followers are not afraid of shame or what other people think, because they trust in God to vindicate and protect them. The danger of feeling superior comes out in the story of the prodigal son, Luke 15:11-32. The good son felt himself to be superior and was unable to join his father's party for the long-lost son when he returned. For this he was rebuked by his father. The pathway to real success in God's eyes is to seek to serve others, not to lord it over them. Prayer and declaration for superiority. I thank you, Father, that I am wonderfully made, because it is you who made me. Thank you that you love me and call me your own. Thank you for the privilege of following Jesus Christ. Please forgive me for entertaining the desire to feel superior. I renounce and utterly reject such desires. I refuse to take comfort in feeling better than others. I acknowledge that I am a sinner, like everyone else, and I can accomplish nothing without you. I also repent of and renounce feelings of belonging to a superior group or background. I confess that all peoples are equal in your sight. I repent of uttering words of contempt for others and rejection of others, and seek your forgiveness for all these words. I reject thinking less of people because of their race, their gender, their wealth, or their education. I acknowledge that it is only by the grace of God that I can stand in your presence. I separate myself from all human judgment and look to you alone to save me. I specifically renounce Islam's teaching that the righteous are superior, Islam makes people successful, and that Muslims are superior to non-Muslims. I reject and renounce the claim that men are superior to women. Heavenly Father, I turn away from every false sense of superiority, and instead, I choose to serve you. Lord, I also choose to rejoice in the successes of others. I reject and renounce all envy and jealousy of others. Lord, please give me a sound and accurate judgment about who I am in you. Teach me the truth of how you see me. Help me to be content as the person you have created me to be.